Previously on Two Past Midnight.
Emmett is torn in his soul as he wondering what the point is.
You hear a man's voice talking on the radio.
Welcome to Radio Free Krakow.
See? Crack House! Told you!
Voice of reason and your voice of information.
Radio Free Krakow. What the hell is he saying about that chair and the ghost and the color yellow and all that shit?
555 Delta 5.
Pulls out a pencil and he's writing.
It says it's from General Torgerson to head for Bremerhaven. See the treads of a tank going along through a field. Comes to a stop. We pan up on the tank and we can see that it's has the Longhorns on it. It's Lieutenant Kim's tank with Keanu and Anderson and Butler. Look around and they're kind of in a pretty open terrain. I mean, there's, you know, it's about as open as it is anywhere around here. We kind of go down into the tank and we look around and we see the four of you guys inside of the tank. You notice your fuel gauge, like you're running on fumes, right? Like you're probably not going to make it another hex. In the distance, you can see a gas station. And we're in the tank with you guys. What do you guys want to do? The gas station's about a click and a half out.
ALT, we're running on fumes here, you know.
Yeah, I just don't trust the situation. Hold on, let me get out and take a look around real quick. Lieutenant Kim kind of gets up out of the commander chair and he opens the hatch and he goes to take a look around. You want me to roll a recon?
Yeah, sure. Roll me a recon.
All right. I'm trying to double check to see if he had binoculars. He did. Awesome. That's binoculars is a plus one or a plus two?
Two.
Two? Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, binoculars are plus two.
I got nothing and a one.
It's a passive roll.
It's a passive roll? Oh, so I can't even push it.
Yeah.
All right, so nothing and a one.
Well, LT, you know, if it's got treads or tires, I can drive it, I can fix it. But I can't come up with gas for nothing.
No, I know, Specialist Butler, I know. Here's the thing, though. I ain't so worried about the fuel, because that place is probably about tapped out. I'm just worried about anybody sitting out down around it. You take us in nice and easy-like, all right?
Part of that, sir.
Don't go running in there, but let's keep this on a swivel. All right, everybody keep your eyes peeled. Get ready.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
So Butler gets the tank turned, heading in the direction of the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
At a very leisurely pace for a tank.
Right. Yeah, and you guys were kind of like running parallel to a main road, so that you weren't like up on the road. And the gas station that you saw was kind of like on the south, coming off on the southern side of the road, which is kind of the side you've been on. So you guys start pulling up towards it?
Yep.
LT, you want me to stop a ways out so we can survey the situation?
Yeah, don't pull up right up on it, but give it a little space. We got to check it out on foot before we do anything.
Part of that, sir.
Sergeant Anderson, you get that 240 ready and We don't want to use the main gun on nothing yet, but at worst comes worst, light him up with that coax.
I got it ready.
Yeah, I mean, and when you looked with your binoculars, you didn't see anything, so.
Go figure.
Shit, Jed, you see anything, you light it up.
No problem.
So how far back are you guys going to stop?
You want to say a couple hundred yards? Whatever LT says, that's where I'll stop. 100 meters? 200 meters? Whatever you want.
Yeah, leave it about 100 meters, and we'll, we're sitting out here in the open. Anybody's around is going to see us. So, just let's see, let's do a little fishing using old Bevo here for the bait, you know?
I don't really like the idea of being bait, but, I mean, whatever you say.
Well, we ain't seen too much more armor around, so we ought to be all right.
Yeah, so you guys pull up and stop, and you're about 100 meters out. It still looks quiet from inside that tank.
Jed's kind of jerking back and forth, just looking down the gun sights as much as he can. And every now and again, you see him pull his head back and kind of just rub his eyes real quick and then head back in. And just, you know, a little erratic, but that's kind of how he is by nature.
What's Keanu doing, Brian?
Keanu is he's got the main gun loaded with the first round ready to go, and his heart rate's starting to pick up. He doesn't really want to see combat if we don't have to. So he's just hoping it's all quiet as we pull up on the gas station.
Yeah, I mean, so far it seems like it's quiet.
All right. PFC Peterson. You get up top. You get on that 50. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Specialist Butler, you take us in nice and slow. We're going to pull right up. Just check them tanks, all right?
Roger that. Good to go.
Sergeant Anderson, first thing you see, you light them up with that coax, all right? Let's do it, boys.
And as you look at the gas station, the some of the windows are blown out, stuff like that. There's a vehicle sitting by one of the pumps. It's like a car, a normal civilian car. The sign for the gas station seems to have been knocked over at some point. Who knows how that happened? Yeah, and you guys are on the same side as like the pumps, and then like behind the pumps, you can see the actual building of the gas station. So you guys start pulling up.
You think somebody will come out and fill it up?
I don't know if they got self-service here or not. They may need I don't know if they'll be an attendant here. We'll pull up nice and easy, give us a little space. We'll check the tanks before we do anything else. Don't pull up straight up to the pump. Pull up to the tank and we can check to see if there's anything in it. Those pumps ain't gonna work right now anyways.
Yeah, you can see like the tanks are actually like it's like just to the south of the pumps. And yep, you guys are about 10 meters off of those the access points for the tanks. What do you want to do?
So Butler drives over the car. Just kidding.
Well, the car is actually at the north, like the pump. There's two pumps, one on the south, one that's further north. Like they're north and south lined up. And the car's kind of like sitting pretty close to the one to the north. But if you want to drive over it, you can.
No. The potential parts there, right?
For something, probably.
Sergeant Anderson, you want to jump down and check to see if you can find anything in those tanks?
Yeah, I don't. I'll go right on through them. I'll see what I can do.
All right, Private Peterson, you keep an lookout. You see anything? You stay on that 50, all right?
Yes, sir, LT.
All right, just take it easy. Just take it easy, son.
So old Jetty's got his M9 in his hand. He kind of scurries up and around, down, gets out. Tries to get low, kind of doing the crab walk towards the nearest tank. And he's going to take just a peek inside and see if he can see anything.
Yeah, I mean, you open that tank up, access to it, and it seems like it's dry.
No gas in this one. I can check a different one.
Check them all.
Okay. He essentially, after the first one doesn't seem like a trap, he just puts his pistol back in his holster and just kind of walks over to the next one.
Yeah, you walk over to the next one, and same thing. Seems empty.
Something tells me somebody else was here before we got here.
Yeah, I was afraid of that, boys.
He goes to the next one, just continues to go through them just in case.
Yeah, there's three main tanks, so by the time you get to that third one, you look through in there, and it's empty, too.
Nothing of any use, sir.
Is there... How much foliage is there?
Pretty open around this, like around where the gas station is. Like, there were trees on, like, the northern end of the road, but you guys are on the southern end, and it mm-hmm. was just open field around it, pretty much, which is why you were able to see it from the distance you were away.
Okay.
Should I check the station to see if there's anything of use in it?
I'll come with you. There's no sense in one of us going in there by themselves. I'll cover your six. We'll check together. All right.
See if there's pick clean or if there's anything we might need.
I don't think we'll find anything, but maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
I mean, we've struck out for a couple weeks now, if you ask me. But I mean, we got to keep looking.
Yep. All right. Let's move it on. So, LT and Sergeant Anderson are gonna clear the building.
Okay. All right, so LT and Sergeant Anderson start moving towards the building, and where you guys stopped, you were about 30 meters out. So you guys start to head towards it. Roll me a recon roll.
With or without binos?
Without. I mean, you guys already did the binos one. Like... Because this is more as you guys were, like, moving 30 meters in, so.
Oh, God. Nothing and nothing.
All right.
I should have let you roll it. You got all your ones out of the way.
Gamma ones out of the way, exactly.
Yeah. God. All right.
I'm going to assume you guys are moving in a somewhat intelligent way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weapon drawn. Of course. You know us.
What's your marching order look like?
I'm in front.
LT is behind him by 10 meters, but...
Okay. Yeah. That's what I need to know. All of a sudden, you guys hear from the gas station here... Somebody opened fires. And we're going to go into initiative, but I'm going to get you guys on the map first, so give me a second.
That 50 ought to bark as soon as fucking happens. All right.
So I'm going to move you guys over to the map. So I guess this shot's going to be coming at Butler then. So since he's the one in front. Or not Butler. I'm sorry. Anderson.
Yeah, me.
All right. And here it goes.
What is that with this character? Because it's not correct. I had a C and a nothing.
That is the best it could have turned out.
absolutely nothing except for one bullet die. So roll coolness under fire.
So a C and a B is what I'm going to roll. I have a success. As if there was ever any doubt.
All right, so you are not suppressed. And we're going to go into initiative. Does anybody have the weird, stupid feet?
No.
Nope. I don't know. I get two.
I don't sound like that at all.
Chris does.
One time.
Jeremy, what'd you get?
Oh, three.
All right. Kyle, what'd you get?
I got a one.
Brian?
I got the two.
Chris?
Nice.
Niner.
All right. Kyle, you're up.
All right. So do I see where it came from?
Yeah, it came. Well, actually, do you? Roll Regan.
Yes, I do.
Well, how many successes did you get?
Exposed. I got 17 successes.
17? That is wow, that's amazing. Right.
17 successes.
Wow, that's really good. Yeah, you see that gun that was opening up was pretty much coming from like right that front hex of the gas station.
All right.
Like you see the muzzle flash. And that should have been at a plus two, but whatever.
I will point my M9 and I will take a shot. How many bullet dice can I use with a pistol?
What's the rate of fire? One?
Two.
Yes.
Then you can use two bullet dice.
All right. Two successes.
Nice.
What's the damage on that?
Did not put that. I have it somewhere else.
One. It's one. Yeah. One. Yeah. Two.
One. Two crit. Two.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, you pap, 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 pap. And yeah, count up how many rounds you shot off. Unless you wanted to push that.
No, I'm gravy with two successes. 5, 10, 12. And then I will hit the ground.
Okay. So you're prone.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Brian. You're up. What's Keanu do?
All right, man. As the shots and stuff start getting fired off, I'm gonna swing and shoot.
All right. It was the that hex, the middle one on the front where you saw the rounds coming from.
Right, right. So I'm on the 50 cal, so that's heavy weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be strength. What is the... Do we have rate of fire for the 50 cal?
Four. It's four.
Four. We are going to open it up. Any negatives?
Yeah, actually, it should be a negative. I should have had him roll. I have a negative two, but I didn't. Yeah, it should be a negative one.
All right, add a negative one. One success.
With the 50 cal?
Yes.
All right. And that's damage 4, crit 3 still?
Damage 4, crit 4.
So damage 4, crit 4. All right. That is what I need to know. How many successes did you get, Brian?
Just one.
Okay, cool. Kim, Lieutenant Kim, you're up.
Lieutenant Kim is going to move to the side of the building, to the south side of the building, and was it partial cover? Taking partial cover is a slow or fast action? I guess it doesn't matter because I already moved. And he's going to take partial cover to the north.
Okay. And then Chris.
Way to light them up, man. What I'm wondering is, those guys all moved forward. I wanted to turn the tank sideways so that they could get behind it and use it for cover. He's going to pull the tank forward, northwest.
Mm-hmm.
One hex. Can I rotate it?
Yep. And you can actually move it into the same hex they're in without running them over. You know what I mean? You could move into the same hex with Anderson and, like, be between Anderson and that, and I'd be fine with that.
Okay.
How does the speed work for the hex map?
It's the same. Whatever the speed is, it's that speed. And if you want to move more, it'd be a driving roll, like a mobility roll. It's
okay, so combat speed says 5-4T. Okay, so you can move 5 hexes.
Guys, get cover behind the tank.
Travel? No. Combat speed indicates the base speed of the vehicle in 10-meter hexes on road, off road per driving action in combat, as well as the mode of transportation.
Yeah, so it's the off road one, but that would be on road because you're in like a parking lot. So he could move 5 hexes, basically.
Okay, yeah, you can move 5 hexes if you want to.
He was trying to get between you and the thing, and so he can like basically go in between Anderson and the gas station if he wanted to, is what I was
saying. Right. I was just thinking he's got enough speed to drive right into the gas station, but he's driving. That's on him. 5 hexes, Chris, whatever you want.
Yeah, I was just pulling up to the, almost to the corner so that you guys can get behind the tank.
Yep, I got you.
Oh, actually, you know what? Maybe we'll go one more. I don't know if I want to be on, like, right on top of them. Yeah, you know what? I can pull right up to it. So you guys can just come behind. And then the main gun's going to look like it's freaking pointed right at the gas station.
All right, so you're going to pull right up to that front entrance is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, where the front door is, basically.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. Get behind the tank, guys. Take cover.
All right. Well, it's the bad guy's turns.
So that was pluralized.
It was pluralized.
Plus, I could picture this being a, I don't know about scary, but all of a sudden the tank's like, just moves up right to the door with the main gun pointed at it.
Yeah. All right, so Lieutenant Kim, roll me a recon roll real quick.
Yep.
And let me know what you get.
Nothing in a 1.
Okay. You hear more gunshots going off. Pop, 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 pop. And roll me a d6.
6.
All right. Well, it's not going to be a crit, so that's good. You take 1 point of damage, but that's 1 point of damage after being absorbed by your helmet if you're wearing a helmet. Are you wearing a helmet?
I don't have a helmet.
So then 2 points of damage. All right. And Kyle, you're up. Oh, roll Coolness Under Fire, Lieutenant Kim.
Oh, yep. Don't suck. And that sucks. He is suppressed and prone.
All right. Oh, roll a recon roll on that second roll, too. Like, roll me another one, just in case.
Recon. Fucking nothing and a nothing.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
That's 4 ones in a roll. Stop Dang, rolling. Just
I'm trying to. He keeps making me roll shit.
Oh man. Roll recon.
Did I see where the second fire came from?
You saw
2 successes.
You, Kyle, saw a shooter to the further west shooting out over there. Like, basically a side door on the gas station.
Gotcha. Would I have a better shot at that guy or the prior guy? Or would they both be -1?
Well, technically, the first one, you don't see him anymore. Because, one, there's a tank between you and him. And, you know, 2...
Okay.
Yeah. You don't see him anymore.
Gotcha.
Ultimately.
Do I have a shot at homie number 2?
Yes. The guy that's on the southern end of the building, you do. You have a shot at him.
Yes. All right. I will do the same as last.
It's going to be a -1 on the shot, and he has partial cover, too.
-1. So I will do a C and a C instead of a B and a C with my -1. 1 success.
All right. Roll me a D6 for hit location.
1.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the, yeah, okay. So you pat, 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 and it like hits the wall right beside him. But you see him duck back into the building.
And that's the end of my turn.
So that's my way of saying he's suppressed. All right, so you, yeah, the guy that was leaning out that southern door taking shots, you take shots at him and just like gets him to duck back into the door. Brian.
Well, now that we've pulled right up on these guys, I'm just going to continue to basically squeeze as we go.
All right.
So still at the just negative one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so B and a D. Here we go. One success, one one.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so you're just opening up on that section. You're like, brrr, like, you don't really even see the dude, but you just see like fucking smoke and dust and shit flying all over the place from the 50 cal. Lieutenant Kim, you're suppressed.
Lieutenant Kim is suppressed.
Chris.
Can Butler get up out of the driver's seat and climb up onto one of the guns? The other gun?
It would be a fast action to do that.
Okay, he'll do that, and then what's the other gun? 240?
Yep.
So, yeah, he'll climb out of the driver's seat and get up on the gun. So that's his fast action. And is he aware of incoming from the south of the building?
No.
Just the, like, the doorway entrance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you wouldn't be able to see that.
Yep, I got you. Wouldn't be able to shoot that way anyways. I was just wondering if he was aware of it. He'll put rounds into the doorway.
Okay. At this point, I'm going to say it's a negative three on it, though, just because, like, the dude's not visible anymore.
Oh, okay, then no. He'll put overwatch on the doorway.
Okay. That makes sense. I should have done this with the guy. He's been suppressed for the last couple rounds now. All right. Kyle, you're up.
Okay. So I will... I will crawl to the same hex as Kim, and I will take overwatch on the doorway. If he sticks his head out, I will pull the trigger.
Okay. All right, so you're doing overwatch on the southern dude. Okay. All right. Peterson, you're up.
Peterson will fire again, same location.
Jesus Christ.
Like father, like son.
Now,
Brian,
hold on. Jeez. It should have been a negative three for blind firing.
Oh, God. Keep that bullet dice.
I mean, yeah, keep the bullet dice. That's fine. So just take a negative three on that. So it should be a 8, 6, nothing. So it's D6 and a nothing. Right?
Yeah. So then why don't we just call it the D6 and the 2 that I got? I mean, it's already there. You're just taking the 2 extras off of it.
Why not?
That's very benevolent. That's
yeah. Why not?
That means we're all going to die.
Why not? All right, so yeah, so brrr, you just open up on that fucking hex. Yep. Chris, you're up.
Well, shit, I'm going to put some rounds in there, too.
Okay. Negative three.
So that makes it just a... Because I've got nothing in heavy weapon, so I just go from an A to a D.
Dude, okay, roll some dice. You miss. You don't kill anybody. You're shooting into a fucking X. Okay, that's fine. Dude's already dead. Like, you're shooting at a dead body. So, I mean... Metagame-wise, roll whatever dice you want. You can roll a D100 if you want. It doesn't matter. Dude's dead.
That 50 fucked him up.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Riddle that body with holes.
Yeah. So you guys are just fucking unloading on the front of this gas station right through the door. And you can see, like, as you're blasting through it, like, the what's left of the front, the windows on the front, like you're blasting through and you can see like little like shelving areas within like the store and like a counter in the back. You can see a fucking dust and smoke and fucking everything flying all over the place in here. Yeah. So you blast the shit out of the front of this fucking gas station. Anderson, you see the dude to the south peek his head back out to take a shot. You can do your Overwatch shot on him now.
No negatives or still negative one?
No, still negative one because of his terrain.
Get him!
One success.
Do you want to push that roll?
Sure. So I'm just I'm simply re-rolling the 1d6.
The DA and the 2 ammo die. Yeah,
yeah.
And the 2 ammo die. Another success.
Fuck, right, so 2 successes.
Roll me a hit location.
No more toes.
Headshot.
Headshot. Yes.
Roll me a D10. You know what? Never mind. Fuck it. They're NPCs. Blah! So he leans his head out the door, and you describe your kill. Go ahead.
So I'm kind of laying on the ground. I crawled over to try to take a location in front of my commanding officer just because I knew he was suppressed. I just, you know, again, focused on the doorway, hoping he'd peek his head out. Every now and again, he'd see, just like I was doing when I was behind the tank. I'd every now and again, I have to rub my eyes, clear my vision. And I just happened, as soon as I rubbed my eyes, as soon as I put my second hand back on the gun, he just peeks his head out, and I just squeeze as quickly as possible, and I see it go right through his neck. And then he just drops.
Yep, beautiful. That's about right. That's about right. All right, I'm going to say we're out of initiative.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh. Oh, man. There's a difference between firing a tank and
that close quarters is something else, ain't there?
That, yeah, that's I've not done that before.
Sorry, Manson. You perform.
Appreciate it, sir. Appreciate it.
I wouldn't be alive breathing if it weren't for you.
I'd rather be behind the gunner of the tank, though. That's a little too close and personal for my liking.
Oh, I understand. I understand. I'd rather be in the tank myself too. But God, man, he just winged me right there in the eyebrow. God, he got me.
Oh, you got hit. You got. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me.
We're going to have to get you one of these helmets.
I ain't going to wear no commie helmet. I'll let him take me out first.
These guys didn't have helmets on. The dude that leaned out the window, the door, did not have a helmet.
That's why he took it to the brain.
I have one on, is why I said that. Should we finish clearing the building?
Yeah, let's finish out this building. We'll get in there. All right. I'm, God, this eyebrow. God. All right. You take us in. I'm right behind
you. Same formation. Right. So, Jed's in front. Heads in towards the doorway.
Hold on. All right. Which door are you going into? That's what I want to know.
The south one, the one closest to us.
Okay. All right. So, back here to the far west is where that dude that you took out was. To the north is the front where they were just blasting the shit out of. So a lot of this shit's all been blown out. So where are you guys going? There is a door that's closer to you than all the way back here where this guy was.
All right. I would probably tactically take an end and head in that door.
Okay.
Lieutenant Kim's going to be up behind you as soon as you get to the door. He's going to stack up behind you. And we'll breach at the same time. I don't know. Well, we don't have any grenades, I don't think, but
yeah, so 1, 2, 3 and in.
Yep.
That's how you guys start to move in.
Hey, GM?
Yes.
When we see them moving up, can I drop down into the back into the driver's seat? Put the tank in reverse and move south so that we can cover both doors?
Sure. Why not?
Looks like, you know, we can see that they're breaching, right? So try to give them cover.
Mm-hmm.
Keanu, good shooting, man. Stay on that gun.
You can move that tank back wherever you want. All right, so you move in. And like I said before, you can see a counter. You see a doorway to your left that goes back into, like, maybe a storage area. And you can see, like, the inside of here is, like, what you would imagine, like, a small gas station. You know, like, snack foods and shit like that.
Is this walled off to the left?
Yes.
Okay. So that's, like, employee-only
area? Yeah, there's, like, a door there that goes back into there.
Gotcha.
Also has, like, a sign that says, like, restrooms. The restrooms are back through, like, the storehouse area. The little supply area.
So, Jed will go in. He'll take a simple vantage point here at the corner of the counter and just kind of scan all the open area, see if he sees anything else. He'll see the guy that's down, obviously.
Yeah, as you come around the counter, you actually see the guy. Like, you can see that he was posted up behind, like, a pillar right there, and that just got shot to shit by the 50 cal. Like, it was actually, like, a structural pillar there and just got, like, blown the fuck out. And, yeah, he's just on the ground.
So then Jed will put his butt on the counter and kind of flip his legs over very ungracefully. He's a little stiff when he moves, getting to the second side of the counter here.
Lieutenant Kim is going to take up overwatch towards the storage room door and cover Jed 6.
And he's going to peek around the counter and see if he can get just a look at anything through that. I assume there's a doorway in this general area.
Yeah, actually, as you look back there, you can just see that this is just another back room, and there's like a set of double doors back behind it that has like employees only sign on it for obvious reasons because, you know, you're behind the counter at this point. And this is kind of like actually a kitchen now that I'm thinking about it. So there was like a diner here too, like a small
roadside diner.
Yeah, like a roadside diner.
Commander Kim, the next room is all clear.
All right.
So he'll head through, he'll post right here and just kind of put his back down to the counter and wait for his backup to come with him.
Lieutenant Kim's going to move inside and take cover to the north because they haven't gone around that corner yet. So he's covering towards the northeast.
Do we want to try to clear more of this? Do we want to wait for the others, or how do we want to do this?
They're covering the outside. We got to clear the inside. All right. When you're ready, and we'll go in through the back, all right?
All right, let's head to the next one.
All right, let's get it, son.
Same thing. Posted up on the wall, all tactical. Takes his left hand, pushes the door.
As you do, we cut over to the tank. And we cut into the tank with Peterson and Butler. What are you guys talking about in the tank? What are you guys doing? What's it look like?
Keanu is still up on the 50. We've pulled back to be able to cover both, but his hands are visibly shaken just from basically holding the trigger down on that. And as it gets kind of close to his face, you can see visible tears kind of coming down as his adrenaline is just pushing him. He just keeps kind of jerking the gun back and forth to each side of the building, and is really just focused on what's going on, not knowing what's going on inside.
Butler, what do you got going on?
After he moved the tank back for a better position, he gets back up on the other gun.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Keanu. Good job, man. Way to put some rounds into those guys. Make sure you keep your eyes out. We don't know if they're alone. Could get somebody coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and between the dust and the debris, like, you can pretty much see the doors, right? Like, that door to the south and the door on the east, but, like, you can't really see in that well. Like, you can maybe make out the counter, and you saw them go over the counter, but that's about it. Like, that's all you can really see.
Yeah, you take the door to the north and the area around there. I'll take the door to the south.
Don't worry, I've got it.
We go back into the gas station as they're breaching the door. Anderson, you're going in first. How's this going?
Yep, Anderson's on point. Lieutenant Kim is right behind him on a six.
All right. So as you guys move in,
we check for traps.
Rounds get shot at you, so you can check for traps if you want. But I mean, Overwatch and whatnot. So I'm gonna roll for this guy's shooting. It's coming at Anderson because since he was the first one through the door. Two successes.
Mm-hmm.
Roll me a d6.
Roll low. Oof.
That's chest. I'm assuming you're probably wearing a flak.
I am.
Take. He's got an AKM, so you take 1 point of damage from that. Oh, I'm sorry, 2 points of damage, because it should have been three with the extra success. 2 points of damage.
Gotcha.
But not a crit, so blah, 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 blah. And now we go into initiative. So you guys hear shots ring out inside.
Coolness.
Yeah, coolness under fire. You have a four, Kyle. Jeremy, you mm-hmm. have whatever this one is. Jeremy, what'd you get?
A nine. God. All right. I'm really... Roll 20 is really pissed at me tonight.
All right, Kyle, did you get your coolness under fire?
I failed.
No.
Okay, so you're suppressed. So you drop prone?
Yep.
All right. Guy takes a shot at Lieutenant Kim on his turn.
Yep.
One success. So that's 2 points of damage? Unless I roll a d6. I don't know if you have flak or not, Jeremy.
I do have a flak.
Roll d6.
Two.
Chest. That's 1 point of damage. So you take 1 point of damage. Roll coolness under fire.
Yep. No successes. Also prone.
Oh, shit.
And suppressed.
Oh, no. All right.
Get it, GM.
All right, so we come into the next... I think... Does Kyle have to roll it again? Coolness under fire on this shot? Yeah, you do, because you were in the same hex as him, so... Yeah.
We are?
No, you're in the same hex. You're in the same hex. Yeah. This is close quarters combat. So, yeah, there aren't hexes. Like, each little area is its own zone, which is a hex. So you guys are both suppressed.
Can I be double suppressed?
This is for your next turn. So, yeah.
Fuck a duck.
Oh, shit.
He's got to reload at some point.
I know. I'm aware. This is actually the first time this guy's shot. Like, he shot at you, shot at Cole. Like, this guy hasn't shot yet. He shot twice. Two, six, 12. 12 rounds. I'm at 12 rounds. So you're both suppressed, and he's going to take a shot at... Oh, Jesus Christ. You know what?
Are we in an issue or no?
You guys are outside. What are you doing? You hear gunshots going off inside.
Counter, they got contact. Stay on the gun. I'm going to run in. So he gets off the gun, grabs his M16, jumps off the tank, and heads in.
That is your full turn to get out of the tank.
Yep.
Well, I just gave you a card. What does your card say?
8.
All right. Jeremy and Kyle, both of you guys roll a D6 for me.
I got a 6.
I got a 3.
All right. He's going to shoot at Anderson then. So he takes a shot back at you, Anderson.
-1 for prone.
Yeah, actually, there's a couple negatives on this.
Inside, same hex.
Yeah. Nothing except for one on a bullet die. So roll me coolness under fire.
Come on, Anderson.
Yeah! Super cool.
Not super cool. Jeremy, it's your turn.
I am suppressed.
Actually, I think you were suppressed in the last one. You're no longer suppressed now. This is a new round.
Oh, you just like flat out skipped me last time? You didn't even ask?
That's because you were suppressed.
Oh, all right, cool.
So yeah, I just skipped you because you were suppressed.
Lieutenant Kim is just going to stay prone, and with his M9, he's going to open up full bore on this guy.
Okay.
How many negatives do I have?
Should be negative one for the same hex, and then what kind of weapon are you using?
M9.
Negative two?
It's a negative
one. And doors, negative three.
One. It's a negative one for the carbine and
pistol. I know. Negative one, negative two, negative three total.
Gotcha. All right. Negative three total. All right. Here we go. Where's my...
Is that right? Same hex. Prone. He's not prone.
I'm prone.
Negative two.
All right. Negative two. All right. C and a D. All right. Here we go. Oh, fuck. I forgot to roll bullet dice with that. So ignore the regular dice, add the bullet dice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to push it. So nothing
across the board. Whole bunch of
nothing. And I'm going to push it. One success, one bullet die.
There's my hero.
Roll me a D6.
Two.
That's chest.
Chest.
So how much damage is that? That was with your pistol?
With the pistol, it is one crit two.
Okay, so that would be two, except for I should have been more specific. He was taking partial cover around this corner. Sorry. Yeah. And
I believe you. It's fine.
Chest, so some of it gets negated by that. Yeah. You notice he pops back, like, and drops prone.
Okay.
Kyle, you're up.
Standing up's an action, right?
Yep.
So I would be able to stand up and walk over to him, but I would not be able to knife him.
No. He's also behind cover, so it would be a fast action to go around the cover.
And how much can I crawl?
Same thing. It's the same thing.
Movement for urban, like, it's the same.
Like, to go around the cover that he's in. It's a fast action to go around the cover that he's behind.
It's much more narrative.
Yeah.
I am going to do the same Overwatch I did prior, where I collect myself and I aim and wait for him to lean out again.
Okay. Chris, it's your turn. You are out of the tank and you could start headed in if you want to. Headed towards the building.
Yeah, he's going to run towards the building and try to go in the same place that they went in.
Mm-hmm.
And
that would basically be both of your fast actions to get into the building.
Okay. And as he's going in, he's like, Butler coming in.
As you go in, rounds come off from around the corner.
Okay.
There's a guy over there. You see him pop around. Like, as you come out, you hear rounds go off. One success. Roll me a D6.
Three, so that's chest.
So you take 1 point of damage.
Because of the flak?
Yep, because of the flak. Lieutenant Kim.
Oh, roll me to roll.
Yes, coolness under fire. Lieutenant Kim.
Lieutenant Kim is going to reload his pistol.
Okay, that is a ranged roll, ranged combat to do it as a fast action or it's a slow action if you fail.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to roll it to do it as a fast action.
Okay. Butler, you are suppressed.
Can I push that roll?
You can.
Oh, I'm going to push it. Oh, fuck. Ooh. Two ones.
Oh, no.
Okay, what happens? Is it stress or what is it?
No, your weapon takes 2 points, loses 2 points of reliability.
And jams?
No, it doesn't jam. It just takes 2 points of reliability. That's only with ammo dice is when it jams.
But is it reloaded?
Yes, it is reloaded, but as a slow action. It is normally a slow action to reload, but you can push. But you can do it as a fast action if you succeed at a ranged combat. So you fail. It loses 2 points of reliability. So some reason while you're rushing fucking, you tell me. Something about the way you're rushing fucks up the weapon.
Yeah, I got it. So he's moving too fast, and he drops the magazine out of his pistol, and he puts it in his blouse. But he grabs the other one. He grabs the fresh magazine, but, like, scrapes it across the floor because he's moving too fast, and he fucks up the feed lips in it and slams it into it, and he gets kind of hung up. So he, like, slams it into the M9. So, yeah, so he, like, slams it in there, and that's his turn. Fuck.